Can you tell me about the first time that you met my dad?
The first time, I remember we were moving and your dad was sitting in a front porch next door. And I see this man sitting with a dog, and he's so white and so tall, and his hair is very light brown. God, he looked weird.
Well, tell me about the time that you actually
met him.
Yeah.
Well, we were settling in, and my mother needs some mint for cooking. And she looked in the next door. She said, oh, my, look, there's a lot of mint on that side of the fence. Why don't you go over and get some? She gave me this big, long knife. I would say, okay, I'm going to knock on the door. And I said, no, I'm going to steal it. That will, I would not have to speak English. And I sneak over with this long knife, going in the back, and open the gate. And the next thing I know, this gigantic dog, right, saw me with the knife, and the dog was charging after me because I have a knife. And I remembered your dad coming out, and I can barely speak English, and I say, I want that. I point to the mint we're growing on the fence. And he put his both hands up on the sky. It's so funny. He say, take it, take whatever you want, take it, take it. He holds back the dog, so the dog won't attack me.
I want to point out that the giant dog was a 30-pound Norwegian elk hound?
I never see a dog that big. It's almost like a bear. And I cut the mint and I took it home, a lot of it with a big knife. So I don't think of love at first sight, right, with a knife. Yeah.
A few years later, you were married.
Yes, I think we get to know each other, and he was my first American friend. He teach me how to speak English, and he tell me, if you can speak English well in this country, then you will not be a foreigner to the country. I took that as a very good advice. I study hard, and he helped me along, and we fell in love.
What was it like raising those four kids in a country where you were just learning the language and you weren't a citizen? Was it a challenge raising the four boys?
Your father was a wonderful. He always helped me to be independent. So I love you, guy. It wasn't a challenge. I tried to raise you the best way I know how, by taking the good part of each culture. You are American boys. I don't know why I call you boys. You're not boys anymore. You're a man. But I want you to be American man, but keep a good part of me in you. Always open, respectful, and be responsible, and be proud of your root. Not American, just American root, but Vietnamese roots. And keep your culture, and very important.
What do you do every year for New Year's? What do you make sure that I do?
Well, I want to make sure you come to my house because you are punctual and happy, responsible. So I want that thing happen to me all year long. So you're my good luck charm.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
I'm glad I'm here. Just like your dad say, the best thing come out from the Vietnam War was me being here to be his wife and have his children. I feel like this is my country now. I truly feel Vietnamese inside as a woman, but I feel like I'm an American woman, and I want to raise my kid like an American man with a Vietnamese heart. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. I love you, Mom.
I love you, too.
Kang Tung Ma Nhu Lam.
Mẹ thương con, too. Oh, my. Nhiều lắm.